More Idaho Matters right now. Upward Bound began as an experimental program through Lyndon B. Johnson's War on Poverty. Well, now there are nearly 1,000 Upward Bound programs in the United States. The program serves high school students from low-income households where neither parent holds a bachelor's degree. The University of Idaho's Upward Bound program was unique, correlating with Native American ideas and traditions. It actually helps students, both Native and non-Native, gain a deeper understanding of Native American culture and history. So joining us today to talk about his book, Teaching Native Pride, Upward Bound, and the Legacy of Isabel Bond, is author and Idaho Mountain Express journalist, Tony Dugarunge, which means two skies, Evans. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Gemma. I'm a big fan of your work, and I'm really excited to be with you.
Oh. Well, thank you so much. So first off, could you give us a brief overview of what the Upward Bound program is and how the U of I's program was different?
Well, as you said, Upward Bound exists throughout the country. They were begun by during Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, and the goal was to get kids who were financially disadvantaged or at risk into college, and they would be the first generation in their families to become college graduates. And so the programs differ from place to place. But at the University of Idaho, thanks to the work of Isabel Bond and her dedicated and rather idealistic team of teachers and counselors, the Upward Bound program took on the flavor of the surrounding Native American history and cultures. In fact, it was nicknamed the Indian program for many, many years at U of I.
So how did you get interested in this program?
Well, I had written a story here in the Wood River Valley where I live. And I want to quickly mention that I'm reporting to you today from Shoshone and Bannock territory here in the Wood River Valley in Blaine County. It's now known as the state of Idaho. I think it's important to call out the original inhabitants of an area, pretty much anywhere we are in the United States. I wrote a story or two for a newspaper. It turned into a series of articles for the Idaho Mountain Express. That's where I've been working for many years. I was sent to explore the Native American history in the Wood River Valley. And this is a topic my editor, Greg Foley, knew was near and dear to my heart. So I went about this. This series of articles turned into a small book titled A History of Indians in the Sun Valley Area. And I had a retired chairman from the Shoshone-Bannock tribes, Lionel Boyer, write my introduction. It's important to reach out to tribal councils when you're doing that sort of work. And that book is now used in the Blaine County school curriculum. And I give talks occasionally, and I try to engage people from Fort Hall as well in the Valley. That book was a bit of a precursor to this work on Upward Bound. I was invited by a high school teacher here in the Wood River Valley by the name of Darlene Dyer, who had worked with this charismatic Upward Bound director in Moscow, Idaho, for many years. And she invited me to go to Moscow to meet with Isabel Bond. She knew I was looking for a project. She knew I happened to be a Native guy and that I might be the right guy to take on this story. It's a big commitment to write a book, as I'm sure you know. And so I met with Isabel within a couple of hours. I was convinced that I was born to do this. It just brought together so many academic and professional and personal interests. I knew I would be exploring Nez Perce culture, for one thing. I had read about Chief Joseph, of course, but I knew very little about Nez Perce history or the history of the Palouse region. But I also knew that I would be exploring the process of acculturation. So there were a lot of Indian kids that were brought into the program due to the recruitment area of Upward Bound, which required that students live within 200 miles of the University of Idaho. Well, when you draw a radius and sweep that across a 200-mile area, it sweeps across two big Indian reservations up there, the Nez Perce and the Coeur d'Alene. So, of course, there were a lot of Native kids. But there were also a lot of kids, non-Indian kids, who were also thrown into this program beginning in the late 60s, early 1970s, who had never stepped foot on a college campus, had no expectations in their family to go to college. And I was very curious to see the interactions of Native kids, non-Native kids, teachers, counselors. Darlene herself had come from Chicago. And she explained to me when she first went to Moscow to meet Isabel, she said, I'd never even seen an Indian in my life. I'd only seen cigar store wooden Indians in Chicago. That was it. And so I saw an opportunity to explore this impact that the various cultures had upon one another. And this was appealing to me for a number of reasons.
So let's talk about Isabel a little bit. I know it's not a biography, but she was non-Native, but really wanted to keep the program deeply tied to the Native communities. I mean, what was her impact, I mean, her legacy on this program?
Yeah, well, Isabel had worked for a gentleman by the name of Ed Madsen, who was the original founder of Upward Bound at U of I. And Ed was a Nez Perce guy from Lapway, basketball player. And he helped shape the program early on with the help of Otis Half Moon and all of his friends, who were some of the earliest members of the Upward Bound program, into what would become known as the Indian program. They established relations with the administration. They were able to establish temporary reservations on campus, the dorms, so they could play their ancient gambling games. They had drumming and powwows. They had opportunity to celebrate their culture. Isabel worked for Ed Madsen until he died tragically in a hunting accident. And she very quickly took over as the director of the program, primarily because her family had been close to the Nez Perce through her Uncle Gus. Uncle Gus Gamble had learned some of the Nez Perce language. He brought a lot of his Nez Perce friends over to the Clyde Gamble Farms on Paradise Ridge near Moscow. And Isabel, when she was a young girl, she learned that there was an old Indian trail that crossed the farm from the areas of, say, Lapway, Kamiai, into the Palouse area, into the area which now is home to the University of Idaho, which is on Nez Perce and Palouse lands. And so her grandmother interacted with the Nez Perce. They made friends. You know, so many of these stories that I gather in the book are really about friendships. And some of the stories are just hysterical funny, which I appreciated a lot. others are, of course, heartbreaking. I mean, you cannot study and write about the Battle of the Big Hole during the 1877 Nez Perce War without coming to tears. And yet, I knew that going into this project, I would be able to perhaps write a sort of microcosm or a sort of template of what so many Indian nations in the United States have stories similar to, stories that are not only about the conflict that took place, but also trading and the treaties and the Dawes Act and the Indian Reorganization Act. You know, what do treaties mean? The general public doesn't really understand these things. And I was hoping the book would provide a model for what school teachers can do in the mainstream in order to incorporate Native American history into their high school, college curriculums. And that's why I think WSU Press took an interest in the book, and now I'm just thrilled that it's gotten this far. Apparently, it'll be recommended for Native American studies. Sorry, I rambled a bit, but where were we?
No, no, Tony, you know what? We are actually out of time, but I want to thank you so much for your time, for talking with us. You know, it's one of those things that if we don't have books like these, it is hard to learn about the history. So thank you for doing not just the research, but as you said, I mean, the writing of a book takes such dedication and time. So we appreciate you so much. We've been talking with author and journalist Tony Dagorunyige Evans about his new book. It is called Teaching Native Pride, Upward Bound, and the Legacy of Isabel Bond. It is available right now through the WSU Press. And Tony, again, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Gemma. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. More Idaho Matters next.